foot went into
the stirrups.
And do you have a word that meant the horse on the left, a certain word for the horse on the left? Did you call him the such and such horse?
Called the left horse and the right horse.
All right. No other way that you remember saying?
No other way I remember saying.
And if you're telling someone, they ask you the directions for somewhere, and you say, oh, that's not too far, that's just
a little way.
Okay. And if it is more than just a little way, you might say, well...
You might say, well, a half a mile, or a quarter of a mile.
And if you didn't mention amount, didn't even guess at how far, but you wanted to tell them
I'd say a good way is a good piece.
All right. And if somebody wants to know where to find something, they want to say, where can I buy this? And you want to tell them that it's just any store in town. You say, oh, you can just find that?
At any store. Go and ask for it.
All right. You can find that.
Any hardware store.
Right. What about if it's not? If it just might be in the barn or around, or maybe just a small rock or something, you just find it.
Yeah.
Just
anywhere.
Okay, just anywhere. All right. And if somebody stumbles and goes this way, you say he fell.
Head foremost.
All right. And if he went.
Fell backwards.
Another way to say it this way.
Yeah.
The opposite of backwards would be.
Falling.
And if you had several people who might have come to help you do something, but nobody showed up, and you're telling somebody about it, and you'd say, none of them
showed up.
You might. All right. You have another way for saying none or not a one? How would you say it? Just in talking with them, just in the family and the friends.
Well, we just said not a one showed up.
All right. What if somebody says that you have done something and you absolutely haven't and you deny it? You say, I
did not do such thing.
All right. And how would you say it just to, you know, to one of the kids for emphasis, just in the family? Faster than that, maybe. Instead of saying, speaking very carefully, I did not do it. Don't go so slowly, just say very quickly, I
did not do it.
All right. And something happened and you were displeased about it and you weren't pleased about anything about it at all. You say, I didn't like it.
I'm dissatisfied.
Okay, can you put a word after I didn't like it to mean in no wise, in no way at all, I didn't like it?
To begin with, or no wise?
All right, no wise. And if someone... All right, let's say you're going to play a game and someone is giving out the cards or the pieces of the players and somehow he missed you and you look around and say, why, he didn't.
He didn't deal me my card.
All right. Any or some, or how would you say that, or none, he didn't give me...
None if it's something he were doing.
All right. And if you want to, another way to say quite probably something's going to happen, he'll have trouble. How would you say, can you think of the different ways that you might say probably there, he'll have trouble.
He'll have trouble if he keeps up his way of doing.
All right. What about if he's just going to a place and you think it might not be a good idea or you're just not sure what might be going to happen? You don't want to say if he does that or if he goes there, just say in general that it's possible that he'll travel. He'll have trouble.
He'll have trouble if he goes there.
All right. And what do you call that trench that's cut by plow?
Furrow.
And if